quite a wonderful thing there for the people of Eastern Maine. So congratulations on all that. Now, have you got a place to stay yet lined up for tourney time?
Yes. It's not what he's wants, but if you don't mind, I can say it. I got a nice hotel, same place I stayed last year. Can I say it?
Go, give him a plug. Absolutely.
All right. Bangor Grand Hotel. Yeah, it's right there, and I'm looking forward to it. Stayed there last year. It was a great place, and makes my week much easier. Kind of the same owners that used to help me out a little bit at Charles Inn. So it's great that continue that support, and looking forward to it.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, let's talk about basketball. What's been going on since last we talked on Friday last week?
Oh, Ellsworth girls are the team to beat, as we figured, in Class B North. They rolled to a win over Old Town, and they're the real deal, and we knew that, but they're very deep, and mostly underclassmen. They're the favorite this year, at least in the North, and they won it last year, and they're going to be even better probably next year.
Well, I was looking around at some of the boys' numbers as well and some impressive performances, and a couple of undefeated teams still going strong. Old Town rolling along at 10-0. And how about that Skank team?
Yeah. We had a nice highlight from the game last night. And, Aaron Hutchins is doing a great job with them. And they were the pick by a lot of people to get the year. But, that Class D tournament is going to be interesting. Skank's undefeated. Southern Aroostook has 4 or 5 losses, but they're really tough, and been there, done that. And Bangor Christian's right there too, so it's going to be fun. I saw our team the other night. I talked about going to Bingham. I'm going there again next week, but that's a great trip. And that Valley team might be who is playing one of those teams in the state championship game.
Well, that's going to be a whole lot of fun. So what if we got about 3 weeks left in the regular season?
Yeah, so what, the 3 weeks, yeah, I think 3 weeks from tonight, right, is opening night. 4 weeks from tonight, I think. Yeah, 4 weeks from tonight. So getting close.
Man, oh, man. So what's on the agenda this weekend and into early next week? What are some key games to keep an eye on?
Right now I'm trying to find a parking spot where I'm going. it looks like a packed house already. MCI, Mountview MCI doubleheader tonight, girls, boys, and it should be interesting. Mountview is definitely favored in both those games, but a big deal point where the game, Mountview is in Class D, and MCI is in Class B, so that should be interesting. Next week, Old Town Ellsworth boys play. That should be interesting. Again, you talked about Old Town being undefeated. Old Town, Ellsworth, Orno, those are a couple of the big challenges there, so we'll see how that goes next week. And also tonight in Class C girls, Dexter is at Penobscot Valley. That's a big one there. Dexter has only one loss, but they're looking to move up the standings. They got Penobscot Valley tonight, and then they have Matanoncook on Monday. So they got a big stretch there for the Lady Tigers. So some big games going up for sure.
Absolutely. So where are you tonight?
MCI. Yeah, MCI, Mountview MCI, and then tomorrow at noontime, the PCHS and Penquist boys from Guilford, and that should be interesting. A good Class C matchup, and those two are fighting for right now. They'd be in the prelims, but they're fighting for definitely seed in there.
Well, yeah, I think you need to talk to the people at MCI. Mark, 20,000 plus followers. There ought to be a special space right near the door that says reserved for Eastern Maine sports.
Yeah, they'll tell me. I probably should have been here earlier, but Yeah, they did warn me that there would be a tough pocket especially with the crowd. So, and only the JV game going on now. So that varsity game is coming up. It's really going to be fast.
Well, it's going to be great. We'll enjoy it tonight. Again, follow Eastern Maine Sports for everything going on in high school hoops and so much more. Mark, thanks as always. Enjoy the games, and we'll check in again next Friday.
All right. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports with us on Downtown. Our high school report brought to you, as always, by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And buy the first. Dream first, because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.